Good morning and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church Advent Podcast. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of December, and we've been reflecting on why Jesus came. Today, Jesus came to bring mercy. In Luke chapter 1, we read about the person John the Baptist. From verse 5, we read, "In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest of Abijah's division named Zechariah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in God's sight, living without blame, according to all the commands and requirements of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth could not conceive, and both of them were well along in years." When his division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, it happened that he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense. At the hour of incense, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified and overcome with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. There will be joy and delight for you, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and will never drink wine or beer. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to make ready for the Lord a prepared people." "How can I know this?" Zechariah asked the angel. "For I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. Now listen, you will become silent and unable to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah, amazed that he'd stayed so long in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them. Then they realized that he had had a vision in the sanctuary. He was making signs to them and remained speechless. When the days of his ministry were completed, he went back home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and kept herself in seclusion for 5 months. She said, "The Lord has done this for me. He has looked with favor in these days to take away my disgrace among the people." And then John was born. They had a son, and everyone rejoiced at his birth. And he was named John, in obedience to God's word. Zechariah and Elizabeth knew that God had shown them great mercy. Their faithfulness had been rewarded by God's purposes being worked out through them. Their willingness to be obedient, despite the strange circumstances, because God had been merciful to them, and they were pleased to follow his path. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, Paul writes, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace." The free gift of grace. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it. But God gives it because of his great mercy. He's rich in mercy towards you today. And in Jesus, we see the full extent of that kindness, that mercy, that generosity. Perhaps you've experienced God's mercy many times in your life, when things have gone wrong, when we were dead in our trespasses, and you were saved by grace, forgiven, given a brand new start. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you. You are being guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. You rejoice in this, even though now for a short time, if necessary, you suffer grief in various trials. The Lord has shown great mercy to Elizabeth and Zechariah, to you and to me. How might we extend that mercy to others in what we do today, in how we speak today, in how we respond to the nudge of the Holy Spirit throughout today? Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you came to bring mercy. Without you, we're lost. But with you, we have a future. And I pray today that those of us that need something fresh from you today will receive your mercy, your grace, sufficient for every time of need, certain to establish our relationship with you, and confident to walk today in the light of your presence. Help us to minister your mercy and grace to others as a reflection of what we've received. Amen.